We're sitting with State Representative Bernie Satrum and Bill Huang. He is the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Denver.
Yes.
And Bernie, this is a very unique visit for North Dakota. How did this come about?
Well, I was asked as part of our state legislature to attend a legislative conference in Wichita this summer. And I am always promoting and talking about North Dakota and Jamestown. And I had the opportunity, privilege of meeting Bill there. And so what I did is I said, well, you should come to North Dakota. And then I met one of his colleagues and I said, you should come to North Dakota. And so I said, come here and we'll show you around and show you what we have to offer. So I'm always honored to show off what we have here.
Absolutely. So Bill, now on about a 2-day trip, I believe, here in North Dakota.
Yes.
We did look this up. Sister state relationship between the state of North Dakota and Taiwan since 1986.
Yes.
Is this kind of furthering that, a visit to North Dakota, kind of furthering that relationship?
Yes. Actually, Taiwan has been buying a lot of wheat, soybeans, sunflower, seeds for the sunflower oil and lots of agricultural produce in that regard. And so we've been a good customer and a very constant customer. But personally, I'm not satisfied with just that. I think, well, you know, our relations needs to be further enhanced, particularly in the latest technology, because after all, Taiwan is the ICT center, the hub of the whole world. And it's a shame not for North Dakota to tap into Taiwan's strength and potential in that regard. And together, I think we do business together. We can, you know, enrich our people and make our people's life better and, you know, make the world a better place. So that's part of the reason why I came here.
Well, and Bill, being that tech center as well, Taiwan being that, and now North Dakota getting in on blockchain and getting in on crypto mining, is that something maybe there's a relationship there that the state can work with?
I'm afraid not in terms of crypto mining and that sort of thing. We have good technology in blockchain, but also I think Taiwan's main strength is in its manufacturing capability and what we call system integration, SI, the ability, if you come up with a concept of idea, we mobilize all the resources, labor, technology, components, semiconductors, and put them all together, make a product. So just to, you know, take an example, if there's a bright kid in the University of North Dakota, he comes up with an idea to put a payload on a manned vehicle like a UAV, and then, you know, do magic things for your agriculture, for example. The Taiwanese can help you come up with that payload and put the chips onto it and perform magic. Basically, turn that kid's American dream and make it come true.
Relationships like that, extremely important. It helps both Taiwan and the U.S. and North Dakota.
That's right.
So now, while North Dakota and that relationship with Taiwan could be that microcosm of, you know, the whole basis of the United States and that relationship too.
I believe so.
And there was a recent visit by Speaker Nancy Pelosi, I believe, to the country.
Yes.
What did that mean for maybe relations between the U.S. and Taiwan?
Actually, that was not the first time a U.S. House Speaker visited Taiwan. Back in 1997, actually, the then Speaker, Newt Gingrich, he visited Taiwan as well. So I think, we've been entertaining U.S. Congressmen, congresswomen, senators, and other dignitaries for decades. And so they are all well-received and accorded with the right protocol and courtesy. And so I don't know why this time is so different and China has to make such a fuss about it. Yeah.
That's certainly a conversation that could go for hours.
Yes,
I know
yes.
We could talk about that. So let's bring it back to North Dakota. And,
okay.
and maybe hopes, Bill, of being here, obviously. You said strengthening those relationships.
Yes.
What else is planned for your visit here in North Dakota right now?
I think not during this trip, but maybe before winter closes your roads, I need to come back a second time.
Sure.
And this time maybe to some other places, visit, business associations, some companies, research centers, major campuses, and perhaps meet with some of the Taiwanese here. I know we don't have that many here, but definitely some students in universities that I would like to meet. basically, I try to talk to major stakeholders and see what opportunities will present themselves for me to further this kind of business relations and cultural exchanges between Taiwan and the great state of North Dakota.
So definitely not the last time we're going to see Bill.
No, I'll come back more often. You know, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, we would love to have you back, of course. And then, Bill, you did make a stop, I believe, at the state capitol as well.
Yes.
Met with Lieutenant Sanford, right?
Yes. I met with the Lieutenant Governor Sanford, and we have a very, enlightening education for me on my part, because he is a man of great business sense, and he has the economic development and the well-being of, you know, the people at heart. So basically, I'm talking to a kindred spirit, and I believe I'm going to receive lots of help, lots of assistance from U.S. state government when it comes to promoting further, you know, technological and business cooperation with your great state. Yeah.
Right. Well, we're excited to have Bill here. Bernie, I'm sure it's been a great trip for you and hosting Bill
it's been awesome.
And Jeff. So
really been enjoying.
Anything else you want to mention as far as maybe the visit goes?
I think people don't realize this may not necessarily directly impact District 12 or Jamestown right now, but this is something that's good for the whole state.
Absolutely.
I think whenever we can have friendly partners from other countries that we can work with, that we can trust. I think that's the key with Taiwan. These are people that we can trust. And so that means a lot, I think, particularly in the national political environment that we live in.
Absolutely. Bill, anything else you want to add on to that?
Let me just add that, you know, the world, especially the global supply chain, is now in chaos. And at this critical juncture of time, you do need a trustworthy partner, as the representative Setram rightly says. And I believe in this case, Taiwan is not only your dependable partner, but also your indispensable partner. Because, you know, take our semiconductor industry, for example. Taiwan semiconductor company TSMC accounts for 92% of the world's most advanced chips, and 50 to 70% of the chips, depending on what time it is. So that's the kind of indispensable player that we are dealing with. So, and my job is to make Taiwan even more dependable and even more indispensable to the United States.
And in a world where technology, chips constantly changing and growing, a relationship like that just that much more important.
So. Yes, I believe so.
The other thing too is that I believe, isn't it true that many of the military, the chips that are used in military equipment, much of those comes from Taiwan also? Or?
Well, nowadays, you do need those advanced chips to put on your fighter jet, to put on your javelin. And I, because since it's open information, I can say, I remember I listened to, you know, a news when your Secretary of Commerce, Raimondo, mentioned in Davos this year, he said, there are 250 microchips on the javelin missiles and launcher. Guess how many of them are provided by Taiwan?
All of them? That would be my guess.
All of them. So
extremely important.
Extremely important. And I know that this will be a national security concern for your country. And that's why TSMC is actually now manufacturing those chips. They are building a fab in Phoenix, Arizona. Big investment. I think, you know, $12.6 billion as a start, and now it must reach $20 billion, I suppose, basically to come up with the chips for your aerospace industry and your national defense, because I don't think any American would allow those chips to be manufactured anywhere outside of the United States. And why I say with Taiwan is a dependable, trustworthy partner, we are willing, you know, to add on, because the costs to produce here in the United States is much more expensive. But, you know, because of this partnership, TSMC is willing to, you know, conduct that kind of major investment in Arizona.
A major investment from Taiwan in the U.S., showing kind of that, you know, we believe in this partnership. Yes. And we want to help out. And if this is the way to do it, we're willing to do that.
That's right. That's right.
Excellent. Well, Bill, we appreciate you taking some time out of your visit.
Thank you,
Bernie,
much.
Thank you so much for stopping by too. And hopefully you enjoy the rest of your stay. And
I will.
You're able to go back before it gets too cold.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.